Greg, we're going to depart here, but let me kind of reiterate something for you. You know, this whole understanding has been, you know, very, very unorthodoxly in tone to what goes on in white America's involvement with Indian nations. We always got to remember Pine Ridge is prisoner War Camp 344, okay, this concentration camp, okay? But when laws are broken by the said tribal officials and their own, you know, counterpartners that are supposed to operate programs in good faith on a professional level, our elders shouldn't be mistreated in this type of fashion. This is why the elders exhausted all legal remedies that they possibly can, and now they face critical mass. And so it is now that their urgency is to request Free Warrior Society to step up and give them that opportunity to regain control of what is rightfully theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And I say it best that way because if law enforcement tries to make a reaction, the strong heart will get it on with them. But as my brother said earlier, it's up to them to determine what direction they want to try to insert violence on. And if violence is, you know, enforced upon my people, the strong heart's going to take the lead, man, to get it on with law enforcement today.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, you know, the president of the newly appointed president of the Mills for the Elderly program written this little statement. This is Porcupine Occupation. I quote the elders and warrior societies to take over elderly Mills program. The former president and Cook have discriminated against the elders. Elders are demanding them to be removed immediately. The elders will be leading this with the support and protection of three warrior societies: Strong Heart Warrior Society, the United Urban Warrior Society, and Grassroots AIM. I, Enoch Wingsfleming, president of the Mills for the Elderly program, will do my best to please the elders in our district and can to bring back honesty, trust, and integrity. This is why these three warrior societies are here with us. They're going to teach our children how to protect and remain free with the elders of Oyate. Okay. That's a written statement from him, personally. And so we're going to enforce that. And we're on our way to head to the program now to get started on that. So we'll be experiencing more of your interviews when we're down there and set up, because we'll have a live microphone, too.